Well, Jardine, it seems like an age now since Donegal were in action, and what it this'll be 4 weeks before since your last game, so I'm sure you're looking forward to getting back into action.
Yeah, definitely. Like it's, we probably wanted a game probably after the Dublin match as quick as we can. Like, but the 4 weeks led us to refocus now for tomorrow's game. So good to have a break too, that you can refocus and give girls a chance to get a break.
Yeah, and I suppose get some girls back from injury as well, because you had a few of those.
Yeah, like we tend to have a lot of injuries, but we actually have none now for this weekend, so probably the first time in a long time that we had no injuries, and give Aoife Mac and Yvonne time to get back into the team for more training for them.
Yeah, obviously you talk about Yvonne McMonagall and Aoife McDonald, who only returned from Australia in the last, what, 5 or 6 weeks. So obviously they've got more time with you as well.
Yeah, like the two players are two star players. Like, and I don't think I've ever seen either of them unfit. Like, so it wasn't a matter of fitness, it was just ball play for giving them time to get back into training and get used to the girls again.
Yeah, and of course it's a special day for you and the rest of the Tiernan girls as well. On your home patch, you won't have far to travel tomorrow.
Oh no, like it's a great honour to have it in Tiernan. Like it's, I think the Tiernan club's excited to get the game, and hopefully now tomorrow we'll get a good crowd out to support us. Because when you get a good crowd, like you see in our Armagh game when we played, like it makes a massive difference in the game, even when it's tight and you hear the crowd. Like it makes a massive difference to the girls playing.
Yeah, and I know you would have probably played for the county at underage level, but this is the first time you've played at the Burn Road and leading the team out as well. That'll be even extra special.
Yeah, it's a special day now. Like, we had a couple underage, but nothing at senior. Like, and when we heard the game was Tiernan, we were delighted. Like,
yeah.
So, no, it's going to be very exciting to go on out and
yeah.
play them.
Anyway, the season got off to a great start with two wins against Armagh at home and then away to Galway, and unlucky to lose in Kerry, I think, and then, as you mentioned earlier, lost to Dublin, so it's been up and down, shall we say?
Yeah, it's just a competitive league. Like, from before we went out to play the Dublin game, there's only 3 points of difference from the last team and the first team, which shows, like, if we won two games in probably any other year, that would have been safe enough to secure you, like. We won now on Sunday, it's kind of a matter of fighting for a semi-spot, and if we lose, we're going to be fighting for a relegation.
Yeah.
So it's just, that's how tight it is. Like, it's just, you can't slip up any game.
Yeah, and Monaghan are coming, they're bottom of the table, they're in real trouble, so they'll be very anxious to get a win.
Yeah, the one's vital for both teams. Like, it's not the matter of, like, if that any team can lose, like, both teams need to win, like, so we're both looking forward to it, and hopefully we'd get a win.
And as you mentioned, a clean bit of health, so that means Amber Barrett is back as well. Amber had been off through illness and had missed a couple of games.
Yeah, Amber's back training now 2 weeks, I think. Yeah, and she's back to herself again. So, oh no, it's good that she got over her illness. So, no, we have everyone back.
Yeah, and hoping to get back to winning ways.
That's the most important way to get the 3 points on Sunday.